This morning, I'm in Middleton St George in the Women's Institute Hall, and it's branded Larry's Coffee Shop. And in fact, it's branded Larry's Coffee Shop every Thursday morning, and today is the second anniversary, and I'm with some of the folks that are involved in Larry's and in promoting it, and in just generally reaching out to the community. Firstly, I'm with Julie. Julie, tell us all about it.
Well, a couple of years ago, part of a team that I'm with in St Lawrence's Church, we're talking about the need for getting into the community, a place for people to be. We don't have a great many facilities in our village. It's a wonderful village, but a growing village, and one in which people need somewhere to be able to meet one another, meet friends, or perhaps just get out of the house if they're stuck in quite a bit. And the idea of a coffee shop came up, and we thought, you know, how are we going to do this? While we might have only a few facilities in our village, we do have some facilities and those that need some support. And we spoke to the local WI, who have a hall in the centre of our village, and it wasn't being used every day of the week. And we thought, what a great idea then. We'll run a coffee shop once a week, every week. Great coffee. There was going to be no compromise on the quality. Fair trade, because we are a fair trade parish. And hopefully people will come and join us. And that's how it began.
So, Jane, you run the coffee shop on a Thursday morning, 2 years. How does it work? I mean, how many people do we see here?
It works wonderfully well. I have a group of 10 volunteers who most Thursdays bake, bring along their beautiful produce, and then people who visit for the good coffee buy toasted tea cakes, homemade scones, bacon butties. It's a group of regulars of about 20 who come most weeks, and then new people are coming along quite often.
But the whole thing's not set up really to make a profit, is it?
It's not
really
at all.
To be here, to be a hub of the community that people can drop in and they can get involved and see what's going on, and to meet with friends and enjoy a good cup of coffee.
That's exactly what it's about. It's a community initiative, and our regulars come in, they meet their friends, and they sit and they'll chat for 2 hours. And it's a new environment for them, getting exactly what they want: good coffee, good food, and good friendship.
Well, I can certainly vouch for the coffee. I've had a coffee. I've resisted the cake up till now. But I'm also with Reverend Paul, who is the vicar of the parish here. Paul, this is a bit different. There's not too many of the parishes in the diocese running coffee shops like this. What's your take on it?
Well, I think it was a great idea that the mission team came up with. And, you know, we thought, where could we do it? How could we do it? And what would it be for? And when we answered those questions, we all got right behind it. And it wasn't for profit. It wasn't for anything other than reaching out to the community and finding a place where we could gather and get to know people better in the village, you know. And I'm very, very pleased to be a part of it. And I enjoy the coffee, and I come along each week, and I meet people here that I wouldn't have normally met anywhere else.
And will you be able to resist the cake this morning?
No.
So, last word from Julie. What next then? 2 years in, what do we do next?
We grow. We continue to grow and promote. And what we want to do in particular is to find out from the people who are coming to Larry's, what else can we do? What does our community need? You know, I've lived in this village for over 30 years, and I love it. And I want it to prosper. I want our community to be a happy one. So what can we do? Watch this space.
Well, I'll tell you what we can do is that I can say thank you very much, and let's go and eat some cake. It's a good idea.
Great idea.
Good idea.
Yeah.